think about, Taylor. Thanks for that one. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn right here on My Talk 107.1. What is Starbucks thinking, Bradley?
Well, so you guys remember that Stanley Cup thing? Starbucks and Stanley, they got a tumbler. They essentially had chaos
mass
in the
hysteria.
Aisles. Mass hysteria at Starbucks and the Target because the Target Starbucks had them. This was truly a epic viral moment, a fad. I mean, I guess it's just an old-fashioned fad. You had the, because it's just a water tumbler, like a tumbler to put water in.
I know.
That retails for $49.95. And they loved the experience so much the first time, Starbucks and Stanley have decided to do it all over again. What could possibly go wrong? Do you have one of these things?
No.
Have you fallen into the Stanley void, Mike?
I have not, no.
Sarah, does she have one?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Do you guys have like a tumbler?
A tumbler? Like this water bottle?
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, so you guys have water experiences.
One. Yeah, it's a Zulu.
How much did you spend on that, do you think?
$20.
Oh, see, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think mine was 15.
I think
20,
I got mine
like
for $12.95 on Timu, and I still use that thing. I love it.
Yes.
But I also got like my coffee thing. To me, I'm all about the coffee anyway. Starbucks and Stanley have decided to put out another water tumbler for $49.95. Now, this time, I mean, they're kind of genius. It's for Mother's Day.
So they're going to ruin Mother's Day.
They're basically trying to make mothers, I don't know, be their worst selves.
Yeah.
In celebration of the day that is selected for them. Yeah. Although it's really just a retail holiday, but we love mothers and you should still honor them every day of your life.
Yeah.
But Dawn, what were they thinking?
Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Didn't we see the worst of humanity?
Oh yeah. Literally people were like stealing. Do you remember that woman that like she literally ran out of the store with a cart full of the tumblers?
Yeah.
And like people were like trying to grab onto her and she's like, get out of my way. And she was like throwing them into her trunk and they're trying to like get them out of her trunk. And then she drives off and then the police pull her over and she had like, I don't know, $1,600 or something.
Yes, worth of cups
full
from
of
different
cups.
Stores. And that guy like, who jumped over the crowd of people to reach in through.
Yeah.
And grab
all them
a
women
whole
had
box.
Shown up early and he's like, I don't care. I'm cutting the line. And
that was
like,
a different guy. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying like it's, person after person. Showed themselves to be the worst version of themselves because these things weren't just $49.95 or a limited edition, but because they were a limited edition, people started selling them online for hundreds of dollars at a go. And so you can understand why that just encouraged people to do all the wrong things. I mean, look no further than Cabbage Patch Kids circa 1980, whatever that was.
Oh my God. Did you ever get one of those?
My mother, yes, I did have a Cabbage Patch Kid, and my mother, in fact, sold them. She was, you know, my mother's a businesswoman. And
she
so,
sold them?
So she would go find them.
She sold your C-Kids?
No, not mine. She bought me one.
Okay, you got to keep it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she
God,
bought me
thank
one.
Thank God. I thought you meant she took your Cabbage Patch
no,
doll and sold
no, no,
it
no.
on the street.
But she, yeah, no, but she's a businesswoman at heart, and
yeah.
So she would find out where they were gonna like drop off a, you know, like a pallet of these things, and she'd go buy a bunch and then she'd sell them to friends.
Oh my God.
And make money.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I mean, this has been going on. It's a tale as old as time.
But it doesn't involve buying toys for your kids. It's to have a cup.
No, it's literally a cup. I am not interested at all in the, and I guarantee if we open the phone lines and say, do you love your Stanley? People are going to call in and tell us about how amazing they are, which is fine. I'm not here to challenge that thought, but it's not my thing. Like the Stanley, not my thing, but I can totally see getting sucked in to some kind of fad that, you know, you see it and you're like, oh, I got to have me one of them.
I gotta have me one of them.
Did you
ever get into something like
that? I feel
this?
Like you have gotten into fads.
Why do you say that about me?
Because we're all, I mean, I just feel like everybody has something that they get really excited about that you look back and go, did I really need that?
I don't think I've gotten into something that was trendy in the moment.
You never had a, what are those pets called? Remember those pets in the 90s?
Munchichi.
No, not Munchichi.
Munchichi,
that's the monkey
so
with, you put the fingers in the ear and the nose.
And things in
I'm talking
mouth,
about Furbies.
Really
Did you have a Furby?
No.
Did you have a Gigapet? What were those called?
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi,
yes.
No, I'm
You didn't
miss
have
that.
A Tamagotchi?
No. I think my daughter
did. I did have a Tamagotchi. Just me. You did too, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a Furby?
No.
I did have a Furby. It was dumb. Oh. And I can't believe I spent my money on that.
I did collect Fiesta Ware for a while, but that wasn't like a hot, like, get the newest.
But everybody was collecting Fiesta Ware for a hot minute. You're absolutely right. That's a good one.
As you can tell, anytime you walk into an antique store,
they're everywhere. I know. Now it's like, whoop.
But they are kind of cute. I had the turquoise one.
Oh, yeah. I still have a pitcher at home.
I love my pitcher.
I have a gravy boat. I have the pitcher. I have a butter thing. I have 8 different color plates.
But you don't use them. They're in your storage unit.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, so Fiesta Ware, that's a good one.
Yeah, but it's not anything. I did get, my mom had a doll made for me because she couldn't get a Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay.
This lady made this doll and I was like, oh, I was aware.
So it was like a Brussels sprout patch kid.
Yeah, my mom was trying to give me something, you know.
Yeah.
And it was homemade. Like special. And I wanted to let her know on Christmas that like it meant a lot to me. And then I opened my aunt's package that she sent from California.
And it was a real
Cabbage Patch doll.
So what'd you do?
I put them both in the stroller and I would stroll them around.
Oh.
And then I would look at my parents and go, because they knew I wanted a baby sister or brother. And they're like, no. You just roll on with your Cabbage Patch.
You never got your younger brother or sister, but you got a couple Cabbage Patch and a knockoff.
Yeah, knockoff. And I felt bad for that doll. I have a weird thing with stuffed animals. Like, I think they have personalities.
Yeah.
It still is to this day.
Oh, really?
Do you have
stuffed animals?
All around my bed. I'll take a picture. It's weird. I know it's weird.
How many stuffed animals do you have?
I think I might have a problem. I mean, just around me when I sleep.
On your bed, how many stuffed animals?
It's just around the
size. Size are real big.
Okay, I have a beaver. I have a prairie dog.
Mike. Is she picking all of the wrong animal names?
What else you got?
I got Rosie, who is a big squishmallow. And then I have PJ, which is...
Wait, is the beaver and the prairie dog a squishmallow?
No, those are just from trips. Well, my beaver...
Tell me more about your beaver, Dawn.
My boyfriend got me the beaver when I had a hysterectomy.
I don't know what to do now. I am not capable of dealing with this. My boyfriend got me a beaver for my hysterectomy. No one? Was he being ironic?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he has a sense of humor.
Yes,
all right. I thought he was just like, well, I saw this beaver and I thought of you, Dawn.
So I have I have Rosie. I have
who's
PJ.
Rosie?
Rosie is a squishmallow that's a pig, and that's her real name. And then there's a smaller one who I call PJ, and I don't know why. And then there's Brett.
I don't know why.
Brett is
a jelly cat. Animals?
I don't play with them, but I put them all around and I actually talk to them a little. Just a little.
What do
they
you
need
say?
To all be. Oh, and then I have a little cat, a jelly cat.
Is MC aware of this?
Does he just roll over for me?
Oh, gosh, she's talking to her animals again. Wow. I've learned a lot today, Mike. You?
A few things, yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite?
Obvious.
The beaver?
Yeah.
Or maybe the prairie dog.
It's probably the beaver. It was a good story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, that's going to be a promo. Dawn.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
Anyway, Stanley Cup.
And I would just like to point out that she started this segment saying, like, I don't have any fans. But I talked to my beaver at night. When we come back, Morgan Wallen threw a chair and the world can't stop talking about it. So Dawn will tell us why he's now facing 3 felony counts. When we come back right here on My Talk.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. you joined the Livia program like I did. Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life. Yeah. And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to it in podcast form. Just search wherever you get your podcasts, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, and also Blinded by the Item. That's a separate podcast that you can also download. We'd love if you would like and subscribe and, I don't know, send it off to your friends as well. Well, Morgan Wallen, the country artist, threw a chair on Saturday night off the side of country singer Eric Church's bar in Nashville. And he was arrested for that. And it's Wednesday and we're still talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
So
why are we talking about it right now?
We are talking about it right now because his ex has come forward. Because yesterday we heard some cockamamie story about that he was really upset over his ex, who happens to have a child with, by the way. Her name is Katie Smith. And that she eloped to fellow influencer Luke Scornavacco. So this is like there's a difference between throwing a chair because you're upset and throwing a chair because you're just drunk and happy.
Sure. I would say, like, don't throw chairs. Like,
yeah,
there's no
way.
Better excuse for throwing a chair. But it seemed like, to me anyway, that one was a PR stunt to try to get us to not, you know, to try to get us off the scent of the real problem, which is that he's got a problem and it's going to affect his career and also put other people in danger.
Mm-hmm.
That is his relationship with alcohol.
That is correct. Yes. So she came forward, Katie Smith. And she said, although it may seem like it correlates because of the timeline, I have no evidence to believe the incident had anything to do with my recent marriage announcement. I can't speak on Morgan's behalf, but I do pray the very best for him, praying that this was just a slip up and that he will return to the good path that he was on prior, which to me indicates there might have been a bad path before.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been arrested before, I believe, for a DUI and also...
That's not new. What was new is this attempt to make it seem like, oh, it's because she's getting a... she eloped.
Like, how dare you? Just not you, but like, how dare they just insinuate, oh, it's a woman's fault. That's why. So, you know, Page Six tried to call... and get comments from Morgan Wallen. Of course, he didn't answer. But he is now dealing with, it looks like, possibly three felony counts of reckless endangerment Actually, he was charged early Monday with 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 misdemeanor court count of disorderly conduct. And for those crimes, if he is found guilty, it looks like he could spend a year in jail at minimum. I mean, a year to 6 years in jail.
Yeah, the story I saw yesterday was that it was likely he's going to serve any jail time. But again, this is no small thing. And I think not only because you're a public figure, it's going to have an effect on your career. But I mean, it also is just such a shocking, like it's just of a different degree when you're throwing chairs off buildings. Like, I mean, think about somebody could have easily been hurt or worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's yeah. I mean, obviously, we all know that was, and cops, I mean, it's just a miracle that nobody got hurt. I mean, this is a Saturday night in Nashville around a really popular area of bars. It's just a miracle no one got hurt. And, you know, 2 cops were standing right there. So you're definitely, the only thing he didn't do was like start running away or something. But so now there's all these other articles like that he was seen talking to a mystery woman before he threw the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no mystery here.
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk. And he was talking to a woman. Okay. Now, tourists are actually coming by and asking to see the chair.
Oh, I'm sure.
He threw.
People are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. And wanting to take a picture with it.
People also go on, like, serial killer tours. So, I mean, I'm not surprised by humanity, frankly.
Yes.
Something big happened here. Can I say where it happened? Let's right. go get a drink. I mean, I'm sure the bar is real happy.
Yeah. So the bar is real happy because I guess they've done something with the marquee, like kind of claiming that that's the place.
What do you mean? Like they put it on there like, we're the home of Morgan Wallen's chair throwing.
Yeah. So it says on the sign, our pigs fly, our chairs don't.
That's
they
funny.
Actually do because
pigs fly.
It did. No, pigs don't fly.
Yeah.
But
so you're saying the marquee of
the bar
where he threw the chair mm-hmm. says our pigs fly, our chairs don't.
Yeah. Cute, huh? So we'll see what happens to him. But I think we're going to continue to see articles about this. Just because it's the thing to talk about right now. You know, there isn't a lot else going on, thank God, except for the eclipse.
Oh, there's a lot going on. It's just that I think Morgan Wallen is an incredibly popular celebrity / performer. And when something like this happens, especially a personal tragedy, tabloids are going to like sink their teeth into it. Because, I mean, you just said it, like there's all these little like ins and outs of this story.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this, you know, ex. There was a troubled relationship. He can spin it that way. I mean, the bar itself is going to, you know, ride the attention wave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure other artists who have a thing or two to say about Morgan Wallen will take the opportunity to give in their 2 cents. So I'm really not surprised that it is such a big story. And I imagine that he's going to have to say something soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a public way, whether it's an interview or I don't know.
Yeah. People don't think it's great that the bar has that sign up, by the way. Like people are commenting saying it's in poor taste. Like if he got a DUI and hurt someone, would you be joking about it?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It's probably not something to be putting up on your marquee.
It's true, but they're going to. And people will take selfies.
Good Mike. News for him is that this is, I think, the 6th public apology he'll have to make after a poor decision. So he should be pretty good at it by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to affect his career. That's what sucks.
You
think this one will?
I mean, you're right. Yeah. None of the other ones have. So why would this one? But it's just, I don't know.
Eventually, they
keep piling up. You got to start making changes, you would think.
Yeah. I mean, that or people aren't going to want to work with him because he's seen as a liability.
I think the only publicity thing to do is to go to rehab at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about him being an alcoholic, but I think publicity wise, you need to show that you're making an effort.
Well, and humanity wise, he needs to take care of whatever he needs to take care of, and only he knows what that is. So,
mm-hmm.
Dawn, thank you for that update. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, Savannah Chrisley is living her best life. You in danger, girl. I'll tell you what.
Imagine being on a tropical island surrounded by coconuts and trees and laying out in the sun and your gorgeous boyfriend, but having something on your mind.
The something on your mind?
The something on your mind is what you're going to tell us about this person that this Savannah Chrisley is dating.
You guys, I don't know if you remember, but Savannah Chrisley is dating a man who, by the way, has an estranged wife who, by the way, tried to kill him. Okay, they...
Nothing to laugh about there.
No, it's terrifying.
Just sounds so far-fetched.
Girl, you in danger, and I'm going to tell you why. So, and that's what I alluded to before we went to break, because... Not only did they go on a trip, and that's Savannah Chrisley and Robert Shiver. They are dating. And I had kind of forgotten that because I've been so focused on, of course, you know, the Christmas casseroles that Savannah's mom was making in prison. So I had forgotten she's dating this like super, super rich guy. And
oh, he's rich?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He's got lots of money.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
And they were able to enjoy a swanky family vacation at a $17 million Islamorada compound in the Florida Keys.
Whoa.
And so I got started in this story and I was like, ooh, I want to look at all of the fancy stuff she's doing. They're getting on a private jet and they're enjoying their time. But in that story, as I was reading it, I was like, okay, so is that his money or who were they on a trip with? Do they know people? And so I think it's a family friend whose house they stayed at, but they were like living the high life. They got a private jet. So she's like living the best life, right?
Yes.
But then as I'm reading about this story, again, the Daily Mail is doing a good job of reminding me of everything that I had forgotten about Robert Shiver and the fact that he, his ex or excuse me, current wife, his estranged wife, tried to kill him. And I know we talked about that at the time, but it kind of just like,
yeah,
nothing really has
too.
Happened, right, yeah. Since. So apparently she is, and the Daily Mail story talks about this, that the woman that tried to kill him, she's very happy for him now that he's with Savannah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't wish Savannah any ill, but she does want to be able to hang out and see her kids.
Okay.
But she's not able to.
Because she's in jail.
She's not in jail.
What?
No, she's on bail or bond or something. So for those who don't remember specifically, she had a lover in the Bahamas. Allegedly, supposedly, she concocted a scheme with the lover in the Bahamas to have his friend kill her husband. Now, she says that is not the case, that they were just blowing off steam.
What?
And by that, I mean
she's blowing off something.
Texting each other like, I want you to kill him. And she's like, well, we were just blowing off steam.
Okay.
The thing I had forgotten about this entire case, Dawn, is that they only found out that this was going to happen. So there was this... they had a dust up. There was clearly marital problems. And it turns out there was something about how she accused him of domestic assault before they were supposed to leave to the Bahamas. And he told the police, this is not true. She just wants to go be with her boyfriend. So he knew about the affair.
Oh, okay.
And he said essentially she was making up this story so that she could go be with her lover in the Bahamas.
Oh my gosh.
And he was not having it. At the very same time, there is an investigation going on in the Bahamas on something unrelated. And I think it was like there was some kind of like shenanigans going on at a bar where her lover worked.
Okay.
And as part of that investigation, they had to confiscate his phone and look at some texts. And it was in those texts that they uncovered this murder plot.
Oh, my Lord.
And so it was only, you know, sort of happenstance that they found out that she was planning to do this. And that's when she was like, yeah, it turns out, actually, I was angry and I was blowing off some steam. But like the texts themselves, and I'm going to see if I can find them because I was reading through them last night, were literally just like, okay. So she was texting her lover and then her lover was texting his friend that he allegedly was trying to get to murder the guy. And he texts the friend, quote, he, that is Robert, that is Savannah's boyfriend, that is this woman's husband that she doesn't like. He is flying into Baker's Bay. She's thinking about letting me kill him, but he has the kids. So literally that's the text. And she's just like, oh, we're just blowing off steam. We're just talking about how I hate him and I wish that he was dead. No, no, no. That sounds like a plan.
Letting me kill him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a joking situation there.
It doesn't sound like it. And so as I'm reading through this, and then at the very, or in this article, it's a source connected to her,
mm-hmm.
by the way, because she's free, out on bond.
She's just free.
Running around, but she can't really go anywhere. She has to stay like within a certain area.
In the Bahamas?
No, she's in the United States.
Okay.
She was allowed to go back to the United States, but she's not allowed to travel like a certain distance, right? So she can't see her kids, and so she's complaining about the fact that she can't see her kids. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to stand trial for the murder of your, or the attempted murder of your husband before you can see your kids. I'm sorry, that's just the rules, apparently. Because mm-hmm. I'd also be a little concerned about her around the children.
Yeah, like you don't have your kids' best interest at heart.
Maybe
when you're
not.
Trying to kill their father.
Exactly. Ding, ding to the ding. But within that context, she's talking to the tabloid saying, like, I don't have anything against Ivana Chrisley. I'm real happy for her. I hope she's enjoying herself. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, if I were Savannah Chrisley right now.
Yeah.
I'd be looking over my back.
She does have relationships with people that are prison adjacent.
She has relationships with people in prison that are not adjacent. Yeah, they're just, there.
But he's prison adjacent, probably soon. Hopefully that woman will be put in prison and her cohorts.
Yeah.
And her cohorts.
Yeah.
So is she... So I know that the Bahamas has an investigation going on.
Yeah, because that's where this attempted murder or murder for hire investigation is happening.
Because it all involves somebody living in the Bahamas.
Yeah, because that's where they apparently hatched this plan.
Well, I just wonder, like, if you're a resident of the United States, though, can't the United States have some charges? Not that I don't trust the...
Well, I would
Bahamas.
Assume the crime took place in the Bahamas, so that's where the you know, charges would be brought.
Yeah, okay. I think it's just like, so I just want her to have to be more responsible for her actions, just as an American citizen. You know, the terrible crimes that have happened, you know, when people are overseas or, you know, having vacations. It's always so shocking, like, that nothing happens or that things aren't. I'm not too confident is what I'm saying in them. I mean, she's.
You're not confident in her being held accountable in the Bahamas?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume that they will have the ability to hold a trial and that if she ends up being convicted, she's going to be in jail for a very, very long time. I don't believe they probably have the death penalty in the Bahamas, but. You know, being in prison, even though it's in the Bahamas, is still not a good thing.
No, definitely
yeah. You're not going to be able to see your kids. You're not going to be able to, you know, live the life that you had up to that point. And she doesn't seem to be very bothered by it. But I would say at the point where your lover is texting his friend that you want him to kill and that you are both talking about him being dead. I mean, it just doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. And also knowing from the details from the case that he had. Told her he wanted to get a divorce 2 months earlier.
Yeah, again, she, like, there was this whole, they were clearly on the outs and they were fighting and there was this whole fight before they were supposed to go to the Bahamas or he was going to take the kids and she wanted to go and he's like, you're not going. And then she's like, he pushed me, called the cops, said there was a physical altercation. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what she alleged. And he was like, no, she just wants to go see her lover. By the way, ... unbeknownst to them,
yeah,
there is an investigation. Like, there's literally a detective in the Bahamas who's like, what's on this phone? Oh my God, she wants to kill her husband.
Right, he could be dead. I mean, he could have been dead if they just didn't happen to
stumble upon
that.
If they had, gone on the trip and maybe he didn't have the kids with him.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I think that, you know, I saw some comments about, I don't remember where it was on social media, about like, well, isn't Savannah taking care of her brother and sister? It's like she can have a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually doing that as in goodwill because of her parents.
Yeah, I mean, they have babysitters. People can go on vacation.
Yeah, definitely. And they're like, isn't she supposed to be taking care of those other kids? I'm like, people, please. She's been put through a lot.
Don't spend a lot of time in the comments. Yeah. People are terrible.
I always do, though.
All right. Well, we will keep you abreast of that because I need to understand what's going to happen to this woman. And I don't understand why she's like, you can go back to the United States. It's fine. Just make sure you don't go anywhere too far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck to
Savannah,
her.
Savannah, keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, definitely sleep with one eye open.
When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, from Savannah Chrisley to a game show where there's a wheel. Mm-hmm. That Mike is going to spin. Where that wheel stops determines the game we're going to play. We'll find out what it is when we come back right here on Mike
or Boat Club.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at your boat club. We finally got some water weather. This is actually water weather. It's warmer weather, but it's also weather that's got us thinking about being on the water. And frankly, there is no better way to get on the water this summer than with my friends at your boat club. You know, Jamie and I loved our experience last year. You probably saw little Louise. She loved the experience of being on the water with your boat club. Membership has so many benefits, and there are great savings you can take advantage of right now. So if you have thought about getting on the water this summer, and remember, they have boats on lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, several states, and even France. These people are everywhere, and their boats are amazing. You've heard me talk about their spring auction they're having right now. That's because they turn over their fleet to make sure that every year you're getting the best boats to take out on the water and spend a beautiful day with your family. To learn more about membership or their spring auction, just head to yourboatclub.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley.
Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for hanging with us on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. And it is time now to do our favorite thing at the end of the show, which is play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is that time, a little Game Show Roulette. I spin the wheel and we find out what we're going to play today. Here goes the wheel and let's see where it lands.
Yeah.
Put a little vegetable oil on that wheel. It'll spin even faster.
Done. Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? Where's it going to stop?
What the heck is this?
Oh, I love the song.
Casio keyboard land? Oh, this thing.
We played. I've officially exhausted this list, but this is going to be our final one after we play this one today. It is the United States of Television.
Oh,
we played this
a couple of
times.
Good one.
Yeah, you guys really liked it the first two times we played it. We're going to play it one more time.
This is not my forte, but
it's all right. We'll see how it goes. Again, how this works is there was a list somebody compiled of the greatest television shows based in each state. So set in each state. So basically, they did the whole list. You may remember last time we played this, like New York was the state. The years were 1994 to 2004. It was a sitcom. That is Friends.
Yes.
Should have been Facts of Life. But.
Could have been, yeah. New Mexico, for example, 2008 to 2013. Wings. Crime drama. That, of course, is Breaking Bad. So how it works is I give you the state. You two have an opportunity to guess. If you get it right, you get the win. If you don't get it right on that first one, then I'll give you the years, and then I'll give you the genre.
Ooh, okay.
So you guys get a lot of information as this game goes, but you'll all get plenty of opportunities to guess. It is Bradley versus Dawn, and let's do it. Yell out your name when you think you know an answer.
Done and done.
I'm going to start by giving you a state. Are the two of you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Again, this is they compiled a list based on ratings, viewership, kind of how many people watched the finale, if there was a finale, a whole idea of some of the best shows from these different states. Here we go. First state, Tennessee.
Oh.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley, want to guess?
I mean, Dukes of Hazzard.
Nope, not Dukes of Hazzard. Dawn, you got a free guess.
Free guess.
TV show set in Tennessee.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you'll get another clue if you don't know. It's no big deal.
Okay, just
pass. Okay, the years were 2012 to 2018.
Oh my gosh,
Tennessee.
Don't try to.
And the genre, because you guys still don't have a guess, it's a musical drama.
Dawn.
Yep.
Glee.
No.
Okay.
You're out of it.
Musical drama.
You got the one more guess here, Bradley. Musical drama 2012 until 2018 set in Tennessee. Any idea?
2012 until 2018, there was a musical drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cop rock.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know of any musical dramas.
I like that, though.
Nashville.
Oh,
the biggest show set in Tennessee is the show.
Could have just
Nashville.
Thought of like cities in Tennessee.
Could have did it. Nobody got the first point. We move on to question number
People are
two.
Screaming out there. I can just hear them.
It's good. Okay. That's Nashville! What I like about this game. It's a fun game for the listeners to play along because it's a slow roll. It's a slow burn. Let's see if this one's a slow burn. The state is Maryland.
Maryland.
Years 2002 to 2008. Greatest shows
called?
Of all time.
Greatest shows of all time.
Set in Maryland. That's how the game works. Your final genre, it is a crime drama.
Oh, okay. That's not what I
thought. Oh, I do know this.
Danielle, what's your name?
Dawn.
Yep. What do you got?
This is NCIS.
It is not.
Okay.
A crime drama.
From 2002 to 2008, set in Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. It's called The Wire.
Many say the greatest show ever created.
I love that show.
The Wire is the correct answer for that one.
Originally, I was thinking Maryland, maybe like DC adjacent. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was West Wing or something. And then when you said crime, I was like, well, I'm out.
And then Annapolis, you know, is there. So I thought it had something to do with the Navy.
Let's move on to the next one here. We've got question number three. Again, these are the greatest shows set in each state of our great nation. We'll go with the state of Maine. The years were 1984 to 1996.
Oh, God. Oh, Dawn.
Yeah.
Newhart?
No.
That's what I thought, too, but I think that was Vermont.
That was Vermont, yep.
They all run together up there.
And finally, for this, and you have a free guess, Bradley.
So
you want to take it?
So, wait, 1984.
1984 to 1996, Maine.
1984
mm-hmm.
to 1990s. Oh,
you got a
free
Murder,
guess. She Wrote.
Yes.
Yes. Cabot Lodge. Yes. Cabot Lodge.
It's funny.
Lodge,
I was.
Log Cabin. What was it called?
Cabot Cove.
Cabot Cove. Thank you, Dawn.
Your genre was mystery, crime, drama. Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury in that great film. Set in Maine. Nicely done, Bradley.
Film.
You've got a show.
Hey, look, there should have been a future
there should
length.
Have been.
Yeah.
2-0 is our score. We move on to our TV show number four. Greatest TV shows of all time. Set in each of our United States. We move on to the state of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
The years 1999 to present.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
It's not Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It is not. You're out for this portion of it. Dawn, you've got a free guess now.
Okay.
We're looking for a show set in Rhode Island, 1999 to now.
Oh, I've lost it. Because of the, Grey's Anatomy?
Nope. Now, your final clue, it is an animated family sitcom.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Family Guy?
Family is in the word, in the title. Yes, it is Family Guy.
I didn't know they were in Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the only TV show in Rhode Island?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why Seth MacFarlane wanted to put them there because...
Sure.
Yeah, they are.
Why not?
Exactly. Family Guy is the answer for that one. Again, it has been around for a very, very long time. They, of course, reside in, what's the name of it again? I'm losing my mind. Quahog. Oh. Quahog, Rhode Island.
Quahog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The least sexy name of
that
a city
That is not a
ever.
Very sexy name.
We jump on to our next one here. We've got the state... And by the way, it's a 3-0 lead in favor of Bradley. Dawn, you got plenty of time to rally, though. There's
Come
a lot of them left. Here we go. We're moving to the state of Illinois. Greatest TV shows of all time. Set in each state, according to this list that I found, that they compiled the ratings, the numbers.
I'm going to need more, because there's a lot of options.
There are a lot of options in Illinois. You guys could do a free guess each if you want.
Okay.
Or you don't have to. We'll move on to the years. Are you want to guess?
No.
Okay. 1988 to 1997.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Is it Roseanne?
Yes, it is. Yeah! He's got a 4-0 lead.
Favorite show of all time.
Paid attention.
Springfield,
really.
Right?
I have no idea. I've never seen an episode. But
Springfield. Is it Springfield? Now that's going to drive me nuts. All right.
We'll look it up.
Oh, it's fine.
Roseanne.
Just go on a little journey.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne, and by the way, family sitcom, again, is the description for that TV
Lanford.
Show. Lanford.
Yeah, fictional town of Lanford.
Don, it means you're trailing 4-0. You need to get the rest right.
Come on, Don.
Right.
You can do it.
All right. You ready to rally?
Sure.
All right. Greatest show set in each one of our great states. Here we go. The state is Missouri.
Oh, come on, Don.
Don.
Ozark?
Got it.
There
Nicely
you go.
Done.
God, if I didn't get that right.
I was going to say Ozark is the correct answer. 2017 to 2022. It is a crime drama.
Yes.
There's got to be more shows that are in Missouri, or is that the only one?
That's the best one, because there aren't many shows better than that one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right, let's move on to the next one. Here we go. We got three left,
Feel
and
anybody's
we need to
game.
Get all of these, Dawn, to force a tiebreaker.
Okay.
We move to the state of Colorado. TV show set in the state
Colorado.
Of Colorado.
Colorado.
The years 1997 to now.
What? 1997. What?
And your final clue, it's an animated sitcom.
Colorado.
He's just trying to blast my mind.
Colorado 97 to present animated sitcom. Any guess? Greatest TV shows of all time?
One of the greatest TV shows of all time. Colorado.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ran out of time.
South Park is in Colorado.
Oh my God. Of
South
course
Park
it is.
Is in the state of Colorado. Yeah. Bradley's going to be our winner today.
Denver?
South Park is the city.
Oh, Denver.
South Park is the name of the city.
South
Park, Colorado is a city.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where they're.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the sign, I guess, now that you say that.
All right, let's quickly here just to run out the rest of these here because it is all over. We've got the state of Ohio. 2009 to 2015.
This is
WKRP.
No, is it the one with Drew Carey?
Nope, it's one you already had guessed.
Cincinnati. Oh.
The Drew Carey Show is not the answer. According to this list, it is from 2009 to 2015. It's a musical teen comedy drama.
Glee.
And then finally, we're not going to get, again, we're just going to burn this list because this will be the last time we play it. Washington, D.C.,
West Wing.
The West Wing. And then finally, the tiebreaker would have been the state of California.
All of it.
2007 to 2019. It's a television sitcom that features physicists.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
There you go. That is it.
That was in California?
That was in California.
All right.
They were California. That's the university they were at. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
That was fun. Again, that list has given us a few games, and now it is
Mike, why are you
it's
ending
exhausted.
Because there's enough.
He went through,
all the states,
there's
basically.
There's more states?
Well, there are
all
more,
right,
but their shows are really
states
random.
States of mind.
Thank you for another wonderful game. Hopefully, it was equally fun for you, dear listeners. We'll be back again tomorrow with the game and 3 hours of your favorite gossip and who knows what on the Adventures of Bradley and